much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Some neighbors are saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo woo!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh, sorry, I was just listening to Big Boy.
Well, I think we've all learned a valuable lesson today.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? You know what I'm talking about?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
How is this still a thing?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What is Phil?
Roll another one.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Just like the other one.
Not so funny when it's your mom, is it?
This one seems to be about to quit. And I need another year.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I'm in love. I'm in love with my mattress.
Roll another one.
Bing, bing, bing.
Blip, blip.
Just like the other one.
I love areola.
This one seems to be about.
If you're legal,
I don't have another cent.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, wow.
But don't bogart that joint.
I mean, this is all so stupid.
Let's pass it around.
And I feel that that makes him a little
but
bitch.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Movie!
And now.
Already naked. Yes, if you're already naked, what? This is for you.
What? Our feature presentation.
Sorry, what was that?
I don't want it.
What? Did he say if you're naked?
Mm-hmm. This is for you.
This is for you. Go on.
In.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 19th of May.
So Muggs comes up to us today here in the room and says, oh, can't wait for my bowling league to be done next week.
Muggs is in a bowling league.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're like, how come Muggs? He's like, it's exhausting.
Bowling?
Yes. Once a week, bowling is exhausting.
Because you do have to, you sit for a long time, but then you do have to get up and throw the ball once.
Yeah.
And then maybe twice, and then sit back down.
Right.
But stamina's involved.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
So
no.
He's,
no.
He's fading. Muggs is fading. We're losing Muggs, is what I'm saying. That's the thing. I mean,
but isn't that just the natural way of things?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, thin the herd.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Oh, Darwinism.
It's just, right, it's
bowling
just,
is
it's just
his...
a natural okay. way of thinning the herd.
I mean, okay. He didn't come in and say, I'm running too many marathons.
No.
You know?
Right.
No.
It's just a bowling league.
One night a week.
One night a week. And what? How long does it take to bowl? What are they probably bowl three games? What's that?
I would guess.
2 hours?
Couple hours, sure.
Couple hours?
Maybe.
Okay.
Right.
Wow, you ran in here quick for someone so tired.
It is a very difficult time constraining. It's very strenuous. 3 games, 3 hours.
3 games, 3 hours. Okay.
But it's especially exhausting.
And
when
you have to roll each ball?
I do.
Yeah.
By myself.
Every single one?
Every single one.
You don't
one.
Have a team or
ten
partners?
Ten frames in a game.
Uh-huh. Right.
So that equals out to 30 frames.
Right.
But it's especially tiring when you're playing for the championship of the whole entire league.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That must be so stressful.
So it's exhausting because you're so good.
Yeah, but we lost yesterday.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Sorry to hear that.
So I'm a little hungover from the disappointment.
Do you have to pick up the ball yourself from the ball return, or do you have staff that does that for you?
I take care of that by myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And, yeah.
Put on your own bowling shoes?
I do. I tie them. Wow. And
you're an inspiration.
Yeah. Really are. You're a hero.
Some would say hero.
I'm an icon.
All right. Sure I'd go that
so far. Just one more week?
One more week, and that's it. Next week.
And then just sleep, man, right?
Ooh, just sleep.
Wait, if you already lost, why do you have another week?
Well, so this week was just for the championship.
It's the All-Star game.
Yeah. Next week, we bowl for dollars, essentially. We're bowling for money.
Oh
great. That's what you need. The guy who's already in the hole too much is going to start gambling more.
I'm going to win, though.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right, Bugs, well, congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys.
I'm not sure congratulations.
Another great season.
Lost, but...
Didn't lose.
So while Muggs was losing, Kevin was winning yesterday.
I heard.
Sounds like.
I mean, I don't know that I would call it winning.
How did that happen?
The SportsCenter thing?
Yes.
Well, they
that's a show that's on TV that people can watch.
Right.
There's supposed to be some sort of vetting process.
It's SportsCenter Los Angeles. And they called and they said, hey, do you want to be on SportsCenter? And Dave and I looked at each other and we're like, do they know how come they're, let's say
who
yes
they
before they,
call?
I don't know, but we just said yes before they could take it back. And so then we went in last night and did SportsCenter, you know, like we do.
Sure. Yes. And you wore big boy pants, which
I had
was
to wear the pants.
Everybody's comment.
That's the only thing people cared about.
Right.
Is that I look dumb in pants.
But what's the tie-in to you and speaking on sports?
Well,
Day or something?
We talked about all Southern California.
Do that on ESPN?
I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of what Kevin's involvement is mm-hmm. other than as a fan. What could you speak to?
Well, there were several things. First of all, it was delightful to have to speak again about Chris Cornell. First things first. Yeah, so they started with that. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that sucks. Because that's just a downer.
Yeah, it's heavy.
So then they started talking about Lakers-Clippers, and I would say Lakers, and they would say, you know, Kings, whoever the other team is, and I would say Kings.
No idea. Yeah.
Can't remember.
And Docs.
And then we just talked about sports in Southern California, Rams-Chargers. I said Cardinals. You know, we just talked about different things.
But why did
And then he said, then we talked about the Weenie Roast, which I thought was cool.
Okay.
That is cool.
And he said he went to one weenie roast.
Wow.
Whoa, that was real.
Sorry. I saw it in real life.
That was real.
That just came out of nowhere.
That
sorry.
Noise.
Bless.
Why did he want to talk to you about sports?
Because I am Southern California sports.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we all know that, Bean.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what do you – I don't know. But here's the thing, Bean.
Who dropped out?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I don't
but
know.
This was weeks in advance.
Oh, was it?
This was planned.
Oh, I thought they just called yesterday.
No. Said,
here's the question. If they came to you, Bean, and they said, hey, do you want to be on SportsCenter?
Mm-hmm.
You just say yes.
Yes.
I don't
and
think
And then
I
you
would.
Think later, you go, why would they choose me? But that's later.
Okay.
You always jump at the chance to do something like that on SportsCenter. So it was fun. And then, so we started talking about Weenie Roast, and he said he'd been to one Weenie Roast, mm-hmm. and that it was one of the best shows he's ever seen.
Nice.
Jane's Addiction was there. They came out and just killed it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I said, you've only been to one? I said, you know, we've done about 25 of these. What are you doing Saturday? And he said, I'm going to be in Oregon. And I said, well, you're a dick. I don't know if that made it or not.
No.
I'm not positive if they did cut that out or not. I don't know. I didn't really watch.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He brought up the Zero Club.
He did. He brought up the
what?
Zero Club as well. Yeah. Right. Honestly, I don't know. He brought up the Zero
so
Club.
We got to see this interview.
So I says to him, I says, when the light comes on, it says 25 miles to empty. What is your brain thinking? And he says, I have 26 more miles before I have to fill up. And I was like,
oh, he's part of the club.
Part of the club.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But we didn't have any shirts. We looked for shirts.
You were shirtless?
No, I'm saying we didn't have any Zero Club shirts.
Oh, I was going to say.
We were going to bring a Zero Club shirt.
Down.
But we were out. So they showed a picture of it. I was like, this is the honest truth that I paid for half of those shirts. And then Bean paid for the other half of those shirts. The station didn't pay for them at all, so we're out, and
we're not making any more.
Sorry about that. Good on you for
now,
being bad. But
now that you're getting the ESPN money, though, maybe you can afford to buy some more.
Wow, Kevin.
Well, it's very good. So it doesn't sound
it's my next career, I think.
It doesn't sound like it was a disaster. It sounds like it was a success, even.
I feel like Kevin kind of steps up to the plate, ESPN, when he does these things. Like, he comes alive. I think it's who he is.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, he is. That's nonsense.
He is Southern California sports. Remember
that. He is.
Let's not forget that.
Go Ducks.
All right. Well, congratulations. congratulations. I want to see that.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Totally bizarre. No, don't understand at all the whole concept of it.
Right. Same. Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, he's the best.
How about him on the show today?
I mean,
do you think he has realized
he
what
has
show he's
no
on?
No idea.
Yeah.
No.
It'll be very disappointing for him.
Movie Beat, because it's Friday. We have a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. We have tickets for you to see U2 at the Rose Bowl. And of course, if you're running out of time for that, because those shows are tomorrow and Sunday. And you're also running out of time to win tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. We've got tickets in the pit today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:55.
Ralph Grumman, have you met the face of Southern California sports, Kevin Rader?
I haven't. It's exciting news.
Here he is.
Who knew? SportsCenter's Kevin.
Was it an all soccer edition of SportsCenter last night?
It was not, although I tried to work that in.
Yeah, and they said, no, we're here to talk about sports.
There was a lot of cutting out of talking about soccer. That did happen.
They did trim the interview somewhat.
Correct.
It sounds like.
Yes.
All right. It is 5:55. Finally, Friday morning. Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Looks like Dancing with the Stars has claimed yet another victim.
Oh.
This time it's Normani Corday.
Oh, he or she is my favorite.
You know Normani.
No.
Normani Corday.
Right.
Okay.
Right?
What does that person do?
Oh, come on.
Dances, Bean, for God's sake.
Fifth Harmony, right?
Yeah. Oh, the one on the right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one.
She's the third one from the left, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She twisted her ankle while rehearsing with Val Chmerkovsky.
Okay.
And there's speculation she may not be able to return to the ballroom floor on Monday night season finale.
Right? Oh,
it's a wait
no.
and see situation.
It's a disaster.
It's a game time decision, so we have to wait and see. But please, her family asks for your prayers.
Okay.
For the coveted mirror ball
trophy. Does she need privacy at this time?
No, she doesn't.
Okay.
She needs a new ankle. Wait and see. Leonardo DiCaprio has left yet another brokenhearted supermodel in his wake.
What do they last, about 4 to 6 months?
Seems to be the average.
Yeah.
This time the honors go to 26-year-old Sports Illustrated model Nina Agdal.
Yeah.
Sources are telling Us Weekly magazine they broke up a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Apparently the relationship, this is in quotes, ran its course.
Mm.
But after a year of togetherness, they say they plan to remain good friends because they still care deeply about each other. Let's take a look at the big tote board, shall we, and see what Leo's track record is with models. So far, Gisele Bündchen, Bar Raffaelli, Kelly Rohrbach, Tony Garn, and Anne Yevalitsyevilechitsitsya.
I don't know who that is, but I'm sure she's hot.
Yeah, probably the hottest of the bunch. So if you're keeping track at home, that's the total. Come on.
Yeah.
How do you?
Yeah.
I don't even.
I mean, the answer is you be Leonardo DiCaprio. That's how you do it.
Even if you're Leonardo DiCaprio, when you get one of those, don't you keep it?
Not when you can get five.
No, because there's another one waiting.
Right. But how much better can one be than the other?
No. Have you met men?
Supermodels. I'm saying, have you met supermodels?
I have.
Well, I don't think you have.
There's always another one.
But I feel like that's saying to Jay Leno, that car drives. Why don't you just drive that car? And he'll go, but I want this one too. You know, you collect the whole set, Ralph.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was talking to such a ladies' man.
Right?
I should have realized that's where I should have gone for all the information. And Netflix has announced they are rebooting a film from 1982 from Jim Henson's company called The Dark Crystal.
Go on.
If anybody remembers a film called The Dark
Crystal. No one does. Everyone does. Everyone does because it's so great. And Kira and the Gelflings, go on.
They are turning it into a 10-episode prequel series. And once again, this will all be using actual puppetry as opposed to CGI or something.
Oh, the best! Next, you guys.
Nobody asked for that.
Everybody asked for that.
Ellie's enthusiasm is crazy cartoon high, yes.
The new series will be called The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance. And reportedly take place many years before the events in the original film. And you all remember the events in the original film.
Of course, sure.
Remember when the crystal went dark?
It went dark, right?
Right? Because
the dark
side. They didn't have any more light crystal.
Right.
Or crystal light, for the matter. I think they ran out of crystal light.
Right.
They went to the store and they said, no, we have crystal dark. And then they made some drinks up and everybody had a beverage.
I mean, this is all so stupid.
It's so good, and you guys are so wrong.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Sam Smith, the singer, is 25 years old today. Yo Gotti, rapper, I want to say.
Yes.
36. Singer Grace Jones is 69. George St. Pierre of the UFC is 36 years old. Pete Townsend, guitar legend from the band The Who, is 72. And edging him out by a year, Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca himself, is 73 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, if you're a Linkin Park fan, their new album is out today called One More Light. And we'll also have something funny from them in the Internet Roundup coming up in about 10 minutes or so here in K-Rock. First, it's Friday. Ralph's here. Time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Can anything topple Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2? We'll find out this weekend. Some are going to try, including these films. Some of them are going to be in small, limited release. Some of them are going to try to be big blockbusters over the weekend. Let's take a look at all of them, starting with Everything, Everything. Small story about a teenager girl who is, she's lived a sheltered life because she's allergic to everything. And then she falls for the boy who moves in next door. I guess she wants to find out if she's really allergic to everything, right? Who's with me? Oh. Anybody?
I don't think anyone.
Yeah. You know, a little skin test, right? Isn't that what they do for allergies? Right?
Yes.
A little poke, a little prick. Right. A little prick on the skin.
Right, yeah.
And see if they get a rise out of it or not.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Understood.
Right?
Yes, understood.
I think we get it.
Now, this is the girl who, if she goes outside, she may die, right? She has to stay in her house because she's allergic to everything.
Are you serious?
What part of
No, I heard you say she was allergic to everything.
It's a shut-in life because she's allergic to everything. Right, didn't you understand?
She has to stay inside her house, though.
Shut-in.
Are you serious?
And then she decides, hey,
because he said that word for word like 30 seconds ago.
We're talking about the same movie, though, right?
Let's play the clips from the trailer.
What's happening?
What would happen if you went outside?
Probably spontaneous combustion.
Where would you go if you could?
The ocean. I've never seen it.
Dear Mom, I know staying in this house keeps me alive, but this isn't living. I want to experience everything. Everything.
Maddie, what are you doing? Go back inside.
No, Holly, I have to know if I'm really sick. And the only way that I'll know is if I'm outside. I'm willing to sacrifice everything just to live one perfect day. Woo!
That's dumb.
That is dumb.
Don't sacrifice everything for one day. Have more days that aren't quite so perfect. Dumb girl. Hope she dies.
Wow.
I hope she's allergic to everything.
That's a little
everything.
Harsh.
Wow.
Dumb.
Wait, is she the one that if she leaves her house?
But she can't leave her house because she's allergic to everything.
See, I think that clip proved my point.
Wakefield, also in limited release today. This looks fascinating. Bryan Cranston plays a man who has a nervous breakdown that causes him to leave his wife and live in his attic for several months.
Wow.
He goes up to the attic one day and he looks out through the window and he sees his whole family from a different perspective because he's looking from the garage attic out to their house and he decides that's how he wants to see his family. And he just stays there.
I support this, by the way.
Of course.
Of course you do. Wait, isn't this about the guy who goes into the attic and sees his family in a different way and stays there?
I know the lady who wrote and directed this, by the way, Ralph.
Does that help us?
No, I'm just interesting aside.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
She lives on my little island.
Oh, dear God.
Can I just get to the clip?
I want to say who's in it first.
Okay.
Bryan Cranston stars as the man. Mr. Wakefield himself, Jennifer Garner, Beverly D'Angelo, and Jason O'Mara all star as well. Great cast. Here are some clips from the trailer of Wakefield.
Who hasn't had the impulse to put their life on hold for a moment? Just vanish completely. My wife's first call would be to my office.
No, he hasn't come in.
How far am I willing to let this go? I never left my family. I left myself. Unshackled, I'll become the Howard Wakefield I was meant to be.
But the family never thinks to check the garage.
Also coming out this weekend, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. Right?
Right.
Another Wimpy Kid movie for the kids. The kids love the Wimpy Kids movies. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I got a microwave pizza.
Roger.
That's a mini safe.
And they disguised it as a microwave.
First rule of a road trip is the driver is the DJ.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Please, 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 please stop. Okay, fine.
For the kids.
Sounds fun. Yeah.
Lisa Silverstone, Tom Everett Scott, Charlie Wright, and Jason Drucker, all-star. And lastly, the big movie of the weekend, Alien Covenant.
Yay!
Director Ridley Scott revisits his Alien franchise. Michael Fassbender returns in this film. Catherine Waters, Billy Crudup, Danny McBride, the crew of a colony ship go to a remote planet, and they find just nothing good. That's what they find.
Badness.
Just a bad. All that is waiting for him. It's bad. It's scary. It's Alien Covenant. Here's some clips.
You hear that?
What?
Nothing. No birds. No animals. Nothing.
What's happening?
I need you back here right now. I need you back.
Okay, baby, just calm down, sweetheart. Calm
down. Tell me to calm down.
You're breaking up.
All of this is to start our new life. Where is it?
Ridley Scott has said, his quote is saying, his job in this film is to scare the S out of you.
Excellent.
And if he doesn't, he feels like he's failed. So find out this weekend whether he does or not. Alien Covenant, my pick for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Can't drop a bomb on us like that and expect us just to ignore it, for God's sake.
Listen.
All we right, just found out that the King of Mexico...
Let's save that. Save right. that for another time, because we've got a lot to get through.
We're
here.
We're going to get to it, though.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday morning. It's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Our producer Dave, the King of Mexico, puts these together for you every week. It's the best viral videos in one location at KROQ.com or KevinBean.com. Emo Trump is back, by the way, with another song. You know, somebody, they take Donald Trump things that he says and tweets and put it as a song, and it sounds just like it was written that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very funny.
Very good stuff. Also, if you enjoyed the DJ mix that Ralph brought you yesterday, DJ Cumberbund doing Earth, Wind & Fire and Ozzy Osbourne mixed together, you can find that in the roundup. And a great video of some parents in a brawl. Was this a high school graduation?
Yeah.
At a high school graduation, one parent was saving seats and the other parent wanted to sit there, and they start wailing on each other.
Those ladies know how to fight.
They really do. It did not make Tennessee look good. So if you enjoy seeing a good old-fashioned brawl, you want to check that out.
And our girl Hayley Williams from Paramore falling off a stage. Like you, Bean.
Well, it's everyone's Aww. Doing it.
Yeah.
Bean did it before it was cool, though.
Yeah, Bean started it all.
Right.
Here's some videos that we have some funny audio for. I think you'll enjoy very much. You know the way it is that newscasters talk is not like in real life,
mm-hmm.
right? What if that's how they did talk in real life? That's what this video is about.
So, Mark, from what I understand, things haven't been going so well for you at home recently.
Yes, David, it's hard to deny those allegations. That's certainly a testing time for Mark Delaney at the moment, and I should know, as I am him. Problems arose about several months ago when his wife realised he can't stop talking like a newscaster.
Mark, we've all been there. We've all been there. Where do you think that things started going wrong?
Well, I've very much got an exclusive for you, David, on this. Recent activity on her phone indicates she is indeed sleeping with our tennis coach. One thing I can confirm is that his balls are very much in her court.
Okay, so there you go. You got that. If you can't get enough of Star Wars parodies, I thought this was very funny. This is Leia and Han in the Millennium Falcon, just looking for something to do for the weekend.
You never take me anywhere fun on dates. Take me somewhere fun.
Want to go to Andor?
No, the pine smell gets in your clothes and you cannot get it out.
Tatooine.
Tatooine is too dry. I cannot do dry.
Off.
The cold messes with my sinuses.
Bespin.
What, so you can hang out with Lando?
Naboo.
Ugh, Gungans.
Mustafar.
Too hot.
Dagobah.
Too damp.
Kamino.
Way too damp.
Alderaan.
That is insensitive.
Princess Leia's just right? tough to please, right?
He said Alderaan. That's rude. That it's gone.
But high maintenance.
That's rude.
But high maintenance, right?
I mean, hot, but how much could you put up with?
It's funny. The title of the series is called Millennial Falcon, and they have a great set of series of just hipster Star Wars characters, and they're very funny.
Well, Millennial what?
Falcon.
Falcon.
Yeah, Falcon.
Rhett and Link have been making funny videos for the internet for a long, long time. And this one interests. I think there's actually some science behind this. They say that the way food tastes can be changed by what music you're listening to while you eat it.
So now, I'm no scientist.
Right.
But I do follow you, and I don't buy it.
I don't buy
That's
it.
That's what they're saying. Like a steak, if you're listening to reggae, is going to taste a little different than a steak if you're listening to jazz.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's the theory. So they thought they would try it out, and the way they did it is by eating various meals, and while they do it, they have Linkin Park there singing different kinds of music. For instance, this is a song. I think they're eating something sweet here, but this is a song Linkin Park does so that they can then test and see what it tastes like.
You're sour and sweet, and you stick to my shearing the flesh from right off my mouth, beef, I mean tongue. It's a weird thing I sung, but I couldn't think of a good rhyme. Oh, Sour Patch Kids, you assault my mouth hole. It's a full-fledged attack on my teeth's enamel due to oral bleeding. My gums are receding. Oh, boy, what a wonderful time.
Wow. Boy, what a wonderful time. You guys are heading in a new direction.
Thank you.
We've got 8 more songs on our album where that came from. Just wait till this thing comes out, you guys.
Oh, man.
And by the way, that thing that they're talking about, the new Linkin Park album, One More Light, comes out today. It is so funny to see them doing songs like that. Like, you never...
Yeah, being funny, yeah.
You never picture that. But yeah. We know they're super funny guys. So check that out. Also, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, you mentioned you got the video up there of Haley falling off the stage. He also does a very funny Schoolhouse Rock reinvented for the Trump era. So you can check out all of these videos at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
I'm not positive that was good.
It felt pretty good.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55.
Huge 7 o'clock hour coming up,
huge,
you guys.
Huge. The biggest 7 o'clock hour anyone's ever had, okay? I have the most amazing hours, and the 7 o'clock hour is going to be huge. A huge hour coming up. Like 65, 66 minutes.
Wow.
Huge.
You get more minutes than everybody
Huge
else in an hour?
Hour. My hours are the best.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying I have the best hours.
Your tickets to U2 at the Rose Bowl this weekend, we got those for you. And the great Jeffrey Tambor will be on the show as well. We are not worthy for that interview, by the
Correct.
Way.
Correct.
That's going to be awesome. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
I want you to start the interview with Jeffrey Tambor going, hey now, do that.
Okay. Right? That's a good idea. Okay,
that's what he did on that show that time.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, it'll be so funny.
I bet there are other announcers laugh. Who have done that.
He'll laugh.
He'll laugh, right?
Oh, it'll be funny.
I'm going to tell him how much I loved him in Ghost.
Right.
Very popular
this
week.
He was the bad guy. He was the bad guy in Ghost.
Yes.
Tonight, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I will be taking stage yet again to bring you a program that is known around the world as Hollywood Babble On. And it's me and Kevin Smith, and we take on the week's events in the entertainment world, pop culture, and we laugh, we cry, we fist fight, we expel.
I'd like to see that.
Different fluids sometimes.
I wouldn't like to see that.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Come on out. Go to improv.com. You can get your tickets for tonight's Hollywood Babylon at 10 p.m. And we'll be talking about things like Danielle Brigoli. That's right.
Kevin's girlfriend?
You probably know her better as Cash Me Outside, How About That Girl? Well, you'll be happy to know.
Cash Me Outside, How About That?
Since the summer concert season is almost upon us.
Uh-oh.
It's a great time to see some of the world's best talent, just like Cash Me Outside, How About That?
What is she going to do?
You don't know, man.
Cash Me Outside, How About That?
She'll do that.
First of all, she'll say that.
All right.
She is negotiating a deal to take her act on the road where she will lip sync to pre-recorded music, rap, do a Q&A with the audience, and even some comedy on stage.
Yes, please.
Please. What's left to ask after why are you so awful?
You can ask, if I cash you outside, what will be that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Word is she could make. And if you're on your way to work right
don't
now.
Don't you dare.
If you're on
don't
your way to work
it.
Right now and you're having a hard time making ends
meet. Do not make this a large number.
You'll be happy to know for each appearance.
This better not be a big amount of money.
She will be making $50,000 for each appearance.
Is that a done deal or she's just pitching it?
No, this is just, she is in negotiations now with a with the promoter.
How
to put the Cash Me Outside tour together.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
There are great rock and roll bands who have been together for years who aren't making anywhere near that for a night's
work.
They're
not her.
They're not white hot.
Come on, man.
They're not on the tip of social media's tongue.
Who would pay to go see her?
How would you like to cash her outside? Kevin, there Kevin you go. There's your audience right there.
She's going
to
rap and do comedy.
Kevin is going to cash her outside.
Cash me outside. How about that?
And then say, how about that?
Oh
She's
God.
In the Armenian Comedians League for me. I would see just the train wreck part of it.
Let's get her to open Weenie Roast tomorrow. What do you say? Yeah. See if we can get her. Let's break our piggy bank and see if we can scrape get enough money to have her open on the dose stage or whatever they're calling it.
Is she going to be one of these celebrities who never goes away, or is this a very, very short window?
She's barely here now.
Right.
Okay.
She's going to go away plenty. But
so she's at $14.59. That's what we're thinking right now.
But right now, she's at $50,000.
That's okay.
That's crazy.
At. I don't like it.
Selena Gomez.
I like that. She's lovely.
Right.
Talented.
The rest of us could all say she's lovely, talented, she's hot, she's attractive. All of us could say that.
I didn't say she was hot. I just said she's lovely and she's talented.
I know. It's in you. It just comes out of you.
I like that.
Yeah.
What's Selena up to?
She just dropped a new song yesterday called Bad Liar, which I really like. And she sampled the bass line from the Talking Heads song Psycho Killer for the song. Here's a little taste of a song called Bad Liar. You can find it all over the internet, but I think it's really cool, unlike anything she's done before, but you can definitely hear the Talking Heads bass line from Psycho Killer underneath.
I was walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh wait, that's someone else. I'm trying to play it coy, trying to make it disappear, but just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here.
That's such a big liar.
So, why is that big liar? That's really good.
So they went to David Byrne,
yeah,
ex-head of the Talking Heads, of course.
Right.
And he said yes, he wholeheartedly gave his permission for her to use that sample after he heard the song, and he really liked it.
That's cool.
Here's the thing, though. It turns out that David didn't have the legal right to do that.
Oh, no.
Is that right?
Was he didn't Tina? Write it?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Oh.
Former Talking Heads drummer Chris France, whose wife, Tina Weymouth, played that bass line.
Oh,
she's the one who wrote it. And he says, David Byrne never consulted with us about that because, and here's what he said, which I think there's some bad blood from that band. Because that's how he rolls.
Oof.
But don't worry, he's actually not allowed to do that, and our manager is dealing with it.
Oh.
So now I feel bad for Selena Gomez, because I think she's probably going to get slapped with something or have to write a check to somebody. But there you go. So, qu'est-ce que c'est, right? What are you going to do?
That's right.
Hey?
C'est la vie, right?
That's right, Kevin. By the way, why do you have to sample that bass line? Couldn't you hand Chip a bass and say, hey, just do this. Go, boom. Bum, 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 bum. Just do that for an hour and a half. Why do you have to rip off the Talking Heads one?
Yeah,
it's really not exactly complex.
Not that unique, yeah.
What do I know, man? I'm not a bass player. Or am I?
I don't think you are.
You're not.
Oh, you're right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Sam Smith is 25 years old today. Rapper Yo Gotti is 36. Grace Jones is 39. Peter Mayhew. Until recently, Chewbacca. He just retired. It's about time, too. Remember we had him in the show?
Mm-hmm.
What a sweet man.
He was.
73 years old today. George St. Pierre, 36 years old. And Pete Townsend, guitar legend from the band The Who.
He's the only guy who's ever used the I just had the child porn on my computer for research defense and gotten away with it.
Yeah.
because they didn't have those meddling kids and that dog. He wouldn't have gotten away with it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I think I figured out why Rodney knows so much about U2. He's been here at K-Rock since U2 became a band.
That's correct. Yeah,
that Rodney's sense. The only one who goes back that far, so of course he would know everything about U2. So if you have a trivia question about the band U2 that's in town this weekend for two shows at the Rose Bowl and you think you can get it by our friend Rodney Bingenheimer, you can stump Rodney. You can give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Someone wins tickets to see U2 this weekend. Call now.
The story we're about to tell you is false.
It is not false. It's completely true.
It cannot be true no matter what Bean says.
I believe every word of it.
The King of the Netherlands, mm-hmm. Willem Alexander, mm-hmm. for the last 21 years, has had a secret part-time job.
Now,
the King of the Netherlands.
If you're king,
yeah.
Why do you need a part-time job? Being king seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, and when you're not like out there waving and stuff, wouldn't you nap?
I sure would.
So he has been a co-pilot on passenger jets. He's a pilot.
Yeah. For how many years, Kevin?
21 years.
And no one knew.
Not one time did anyone, he wore a hat, so no one recognized him.
Oh, you didn't say he wore a hat.
Because you can't get past a hat.
Come on with this story.
He was a co-pilot for KLM, which is, of course, the popular Dutch airline. Uh-huh. And they fly here. And he said very few people recognized him in uniform because he was wearing his uniform and his KLM cap. So, I mean, out of context, though, you don't expect to see the king in the cockpit. You're not going to put two and two together. If you see a dude who looks like the king, you're not going to assume it's the king.
In 21 years, mm-hmm. though, a flight attendant doesn't...
No co-pilot said, by the way, I'm flying with the king today. Right. Come on.
Maybe...
Come on, Bean.
Look, maybe somebody had that conversation. It just didn't make the press. It wasn't public knowledge that happened.
It's tough to believe, but good news is that we have the king on the phone.
King Willem Alexander from Holland is on the phone with
He's
us right now.
He's got nothing to do.
How about that?
He's flying planes.
Hello, Your Highness.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're good.
We're fine.
I'm glad to hear that, yes.
Are you in an airplane right now, sir?
Yes, I'm flying an airplane as we speak.
Okay. Wow.
I can do two things at once. Look at me. Look at me. I'm also a king.
It's very impressive that you were able to keep this a secret for more than 20 years.
Well, you make it sound like it was some sort of secret.
It wasn't in a secret. This was just revealed yesterday, I thought.
Yes, well, we didn't talk about it publicly.
Uh-huh.
But there would be times when passengers would look into the cockpit and see me there. I'm like, gosh, that's that king. Hello, uh-huh. king.
Uh-huh.
So I would be recognized sometimes.
I see.
Okay. Now, here's the biggest question I have for you, Your Majesty, and
yes.
that is...
What is your question, my little man?
In America, this could never happen because the president is required to have a Secret Service detail with him at all times. Obviously, that's not going to work if you're
right,
flying
yes.
on a plane. Like, do you just go buy
also,
your...
Also, it never work in your country because you have to know things to fly a plane.
Okay. but do you just show up at the airport just by yourself like all the other pilots? You just walk on and off the plane with no security around you? Like, what happens if you get kidnapped or the plane goes down or something like that? You're the king.
Yes. Yes, I am the king.
Right, but I don't feel like that was a full answer.
If the plane goes down, I will more than likely die.
Right.
Right.
But I guess what I'm saying is there should be somebody to look after you and your safety and your security.
But it's the Netherlands. There's like 8 people here.
Okay.
And they're all very nice. I know all of them.
Right.
It is... Not anything I worry about, because I do this a few times a month,
mm-hmm.
and it is, now that it's made public, it will be more difficult.
Right,
but,
sir.
Excuse me, I have to make announcement.
Okay.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is your king speaking. I would like all the ladies in the plane to take off their tops, please, for security reasons. Thank you so much.
And you can do that?
I'm the king. I can do anything I want. That's the best part about being king. I just made a royal decree to see some nipplage.
And no one has any choice. They have to do what you say.
I am the king. That's wow. one of the upsides of kingdom.
That is correct.
And I'd make another
announcement. Okay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the king speaking again. I am a Dutch king, and so now I will give you all a Dutch oven.
Oh,
oh
no.
No. Oh, come on. This is awful. Come on.
I did not expect this.
I mean, honestly, now it's pretty impressive. Okay.
I should have opened the cockpit door first.
All right, KROQFM 106.7, Los Angeles, Orange County's rock alternative for the music of your life.
We're not the music of your life, Rodney. We don't call ourselves
Rodney
that.
Rodney in the morning.
Maybe we should.
Listening to Rodney.
It's Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean, we're glad you stopped
Rodney
by.
Rodney M.
Okay. Hey, Rodney.
I'm doing the new morning show.
No, you're going to help us give away tickets
106.7.
for you, too.
Okay. Now, Rodney, we've been told.
KROQ.
We've been told you know.
Los Angeles.
Right.
Orange County.
I already said that, right.
Alternative facts.
Got now, it. We've been told that you know everything about U2. Is
All
that correct?
All right. U2.
Okay. So, yes, that's correct.
Going to see you two probably this weekend.
Oh, okay. At the Rose Bowl. That's great.
Be performing at the Rose Bowl.
Right. We're giving away tickets right now.
Go see them. Or I'm going to go to Michael Nesmith's house. He's having a potluck, and I want to break out my new crock pot.
Okay. Oh. Listen, Roddy, I know you love the
Chuck steak.
Right. You love. I know you love
steak.
The 80s.
What? In a crock pot?
Yeah.
Rodney.
It's a new recipe.
No, it's
not.
All right. We gotta move
Mickey
on.
Dolenz will be there.
We have a very busy show. So you love the 80s.
Watching
you
cars.
Don't care for the 90s?
What?
You love the 80s, but you don't care for the 90s.
I love the 80s.
Right.
Hate the 90s.
Okay. So, but that's not what this is about. I just want to remind you, this is about the band U2.
U2 will be playing this weekend.
At the Rose Bowl, right.
Rose Bowl.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. It's time to stump Rodney.
Can you stump Rodney? Can you stump Rodney?
Yeah. Yeah, wig-wham, bam.
Ask Rodney a question. If he does not know, if he does not know the answer, you go into the drawing to win the tickets for U2. Who's up first?
All right. First is Matt in Orange. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Stump Rodney.
All right, Rodney, here we go. When U2 first took the stage in 1976, what was their first stage name?
You sound like you're radioactive. Is that a Geiger counter?
We are hearing a lot of noise on your line, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
The original band name in 1976.
The name of the band was... Can't get past that noise, really.
Well, you're just going to have to answer.
Pet Shop Boys. All right.
No, I'm sorry, Rodney. The actual name was Feedback, coincidentally.
Feedback.
Coincidentally. All right, Matt. Hang on, you stumped Rodney. You're in the drawing. That was a particularly bad phone.
I hate his phone.
Let's go to Richard in Corona. Hi there.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Stump Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
Hey.
What city in Ireland did the band form?
Berlin.
You think Berlin's in Ireland, Rodney?
Berlin, Ireland.
Richard, is it Berlin?
No, sir, that's actually Dublin.
Someone's calling in with the right answer, I guess.
I'm sorry, I've a great deal of
he actually
today.
Has the right answer. Dublin is the answer.
Why is the phone ringing,
Because
man?
Someone here is bad.
All right, Richard, hang on, you're
Stop
in the drawing.
Stop pushing buttons.
The phone is ringing so we can welcome Amy from Redondo Beach,
buttons.
That's why.
Amy, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Amy.
Okay. Are you ready, Rodney?
I'm so ready.
This is an awkward date.
You better hurry. Someone will ring a phone. Told you.
All right. What's your question, Amy?
What supermodel did Adam Clayton date?
Supermodel? Kenny Loggins.
That is it.
I win.
Wow. Is it Kenny Loggins, Amy? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, he wins a date with Kenny Loggins. That's
How about
awesome.
That? Who was it
no,
really?
No, it was Naomi Campbell.
All right.
Naomi Campbell. Ring
For a
bell?
Lot of years, Rodney. I'm surprised you didn't remember that.
Mm. Okay. Me too. I'm surprised.
Okay. Rodney, what's your favorite U2 song, by the way?
I think it would have to be Past the Duchy on the left-hand side.
That was a real good one.
Yeah.
That was a real good one.
Let's go to Enrique and Glendora. Hi there.
How you doing, party people? Rodney.
What's happening?
Thanks for calling from your submarine.
You got a lot of complaints about the phones today, Rodney.
They blow.
All right, Enrique, stump Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. What is the nickname of U2's guitarist?
That seems pretty easy right there.
Devo.
Devo, you're saying.
That's what I said, yes.
Yes.
Devo.
Enrique, is it Devo?
He never whipped it. It's Edge.
Are you happy with that, Enrique? Are you standing by? He never whipped it.
All right, Enrique, we're going to have you hold on because we're going to do Would You Like to Take That Back, and you're involved now.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Let's do one more. Let's make it Kenny and Chino Hills, Line 8, our final contestant for Sump Rodney.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, guys. What an honor to talk to Rodney today.
Oh, right? What an honor to talk to you.
This is such a tough game. I'm going to try my best, though.
All right.
Good luck.
The video for one of the Joshua Tree songs was filmed in Las Vegas. Do you know which song that was?
Which song was filmed in Las Vegas? I think it'd have to be I'm Too Sexy.
And that was on the Joshua Tree, was it, Rodney?
Yeah. Too Sexy for My Hat.
Is it I'm Too Sexy for My Hat, Kenny?
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. It's actually Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
Oh, you were so close, Rodney.
I was looking for his hat.
So close, Rod. All right, Kenny. You hang on. How about Enrique, you as well? Amy, Richard, Matt, all in the drawing. Remarkably, they were all able to get past Rodney. I don't know how they did it, but only one is going to win tickets for you two at the Rose Bowl. Miss Allie McKay, who's that going to be, please?
Rodney.
Yay!
I was cheering. She said Rodney, my name.
Wait, so who's the winner?
She handed it to me to read.
Oh,
she said Rodney. And then, you think Rodney won the contest? Do you really?
Someone in this room is bad. Somebody in this room is bad.
Pay attention,
right?
Who's the winner, please, Rodney?
The winner is Amy.
Yay!
Amy.
Right. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
You won.
Oh, my God. There's no one more Irish. I have 3 kids under 3.
All right.
Okay, let it go.
Congratulations.
It's all right. You won.
You won.
You got the gig.
Woo!
Enjoy the
Thank
show.
Thank you so much. At Thank you.
Settle down.
Thanks for playing the game.
It's all.
Yeah, wigwam pay.
Come on, you guys. Let's be professional this time, all right? Let's not screw this up. We got a legend on the phone.
I mean, we'll try.
If he were only Maura Pfefferman on Transparent, he would be a legend. But you make him George and Oscar Bluth on Arrested Development. You give him some Hank Kingsley on The Larry Sanders Show. All of that plus 40 years of other great TV and movie appearances. You're talking about the one, the only, the legend, Jeffrey Tambor, back on the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock after way too long. How are you, Mr. Tambor?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Allie. How are you?
Hi.
You know, I was just listening to the commercial guy before.
Right.
You know, there are those people who are paid to speak very fast on commercials.
Yes.
Imagine having that for a living.
Some of them, I think they actually literally speed them up digitally.
No, well, yeah, but there are those guys that I've heard of them.
Oh, sure.
Who are professional speed people.
Yeah.
That would be exhausting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I would be fired within a half a minute.
Well, listen, it's so great to have you.
You would at least get hired.
Thank
I
you.
Wouldn't even get hired for that. I know we only have about 5 minutes to get the word out, but Jeffrey has a new book out. He's written a book. At 72 years old, you decided now is the time to chronicle your life so far. I hope that doesn't mean you're slowing down or retiring or anything like that. You got a lot more chapters still to live, right, Jeffrey?
You were about to say, I hope you're not thinking of passing away.
No, never.
But we really hope that. We hope you're not.
I have 4 kids at home, 12, 10, and 2 sevens. Have no idea what I do for a living. They come to the set at lunchtime and they eat lunch. And I think on my W-2 form, they think that Daddy eats lunch.
So you kind of wrote this so that they would know.
This is not a celebrity book. This is a love letter to my kids. Aww. I want them to know what it's like why Daddy walks around sometimes mumbling. And why Daddy sometimes gets nervous and he's always learning lines and blah, blah, blah. So I decided to write a book. And years ago, an autograph hound on 44th Street here in New York, where I'm talking to you, actually looked at me as I came out the door of the Broadhurst Theater. He looked at me and he went, "Are you anybody?" And I looked at him for 30 seconds and I replied, "No."
Yeah. Oh.
So I thought I would write that. So I hope it. I've heard from people. We printed 10 books and we are almost sold out.
Fingers crossed for this weekend.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
I did want to ask you, as a guy who has done so many things, how many times do people get just recently live with Kelly and Ryan? You got mistaken for another role. I would make fun of him, except for I do the same type of thing.
By the way, is a great actor and a great humanitarian.
Right.
And I meant no fun at the.
Oh, no, certainly not. But Kevin is just wondering how often you get confused.
Vincent, it happened quite a bit that people think that I'm the actor on Ghost, and people yell from their cars, "Get off my train." What can I tell you?
I just admired your work on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think that was the best thing you ever did.
Very good. And my advice that as Dr. Phil. Yes.
See what happens when you're a bald man walking around?
I know. We really love your work, Mel Brooks.
Now, Mr. Tambor, I have to ask, because I was lucky enough to hear a little bit of the audiobook of the book, which, by the way, again, is called Are You Anybody? And it's out, available wherever you buy books.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you like it?
I mean, it's obviously your story is so fascinating and you're such a wonderful writer, but hearing the audiobook was just, you know, having you in my head was awesome. But you told the story.
The question on the table, Mark, the question on the table is, do you like it?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
He wanted
I got
an
very
first.
Nervous. Right? Right?
I was
very
just
nervous.
Just for a second.
Yes, very, very much, sir. But the story, there's a story that you told that I don't think you had ever told anyone before until you put it
what
in
is,
the book, which was that when you first showed up to be, at the time you thought, a day player on Arrested Development. You thought you were only going to be there
no
for a day.
Yeah.
And you met your cast, and they were all wonderful, and it's the people we know and love. It's your Tony Hale and it's everybody.
I know where you're going.
You know exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
Tell K-Rock right now how it went down with you and Portia.
Men, are you talking about Portia?
Yes,
men
I am.
Men are stupid. Men are, and we are of a lower order. We're not another sex. We're just another order.
Yeah, agreed.
Portia is warm and wonderful and gorgeous and terrific and was very friendly. I think she knew I was a little nervous. I think she was done. And I said, obviously, she has fallen head over heels in love.
Oh, sweet spirit.
But she's not the only, that's not the only time. Helen Mirren and I did The Twilight Zone, and we did a kiss. And I said, oh, my God, what are we going to do? We have to tell Taylor. Helen has fallen completely in love with me. And then I couldn't understand why she didn't talk to me between takes. I'm like, why? How could you be in love with me and still not talk to me? I don't understand.
She was too nervous, that's all.
Yeah, that is
wow.
Look, that's... She was just an... both are superb actresses, but I did tell that story. I thank you for bringing it up. Portia de Rossi is one of our best, and... You know, I just heard, I was doing a radio interview a couple of days ago, and the guy held up a phone, and on it said, arrested, picked up for 50.
So excited, yes. So excited about that.
Yeah, yeah.
What makes you...
And we just finished Transparent 2 weeks ago, and it's a brilliant season, and Jill Soloway, again, has knocked it out of the park.
It's unbelievable that you're able to juggle all of these things, and it's not like you're working because you...
I thought you were about to say it's unbelievable that you're able to stand.
No.
I'm right with you on that one.
No, the fact that you have these roles that you love much that you want to go back to them. I mean, what a blessing as an actor.
I know. Did they have to wait till I was 72? Couldn't they have done this around 40?
All right. Before we run out of time with Jeffrey Tambor, there's a very special event coming up later this month that I know you're particularly excited about. Even though you're going all over the country showing your book off, you're going to be at Skylight Books on Wednesday, May 24th. Now, this is
what do we know about Skylight Books?
Jeffrey is a co-owner of Skylight Books, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that right?
I was one of the first investors.
Yep.
So this is why God invented the phrase bucket list. Mm-hmm. I will be reading from my book on Wednesday the 24th at the Skylight Theater.
How about that?
Skylight Bookstore.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a theater now, huh?
He also opened a theater. Yeah, he's very busy. Yeah.
And what's it like as a bookstore owner now in 2017? I hear that print is coming back.
I have to tell you something. Yes. It's so great that you say it because you say, you know, everybody's walking around with Kindles and this and blah, blah, blah. But I was at the Strand bookstore yesterday, and it was like Gotham Market. There were so many people, and young people. So I think this thing that everybody's on there, those people, those young people, were those Xers and Yers generation, they were not on their machines. They were all buying books. So
good.
I think, isn't that great?
It is great.
There's nothing like the smell and the touch of a new book.
Yeah, I don't know if I love you, but I don't know if I agree with you. I think reading is reading. I'm on my 12th Kindle. I'm a legend at Amazon.
But it doesn't smell good. Your Kindle doesn't smell good, Jeffrey.
How? I have never had anyone say that to me.
Well, I'm telling you now. I love you, but I don't agree with you.
Oh, I see. So my Kindle doesn't smell good.
Yes. Right.
My Kindle is fine, thank you,
but
Allie.
It doesn't smell good.
You can get the book as a book or as a digital download. Yes.
You don't know. I happen to have ordered a smelly Kindle.
See?
Jeffrey.
I didn't know they had those.
How about that?
Jeffrey, yeah. I take it back.
Yeah. That's on us.
I apologize.
It is a fascinating book with an amazing childhood that has lots of stories you've never heard before. There was some craziness, good and bad, in Jeffrey's life growing up. What a life.
Interesting. People ask if I had a happy childhood. I said, I am the Jewish son of Russian-Hungarian parents. On the menu.
Exactly. Are You Anybody is the name of the book. May 24th at Skylight. If you want to see Jeffrey there, he'll be reading, taking questions and answers, and signing copies of the book as well. We don't have
Thank
you on.
Thank you so much for calling me.
It's our pleasure. Said. Seriously, we always enjoy talking to you. Good luck to you, Mr. Kimball.
This was very much more professional than last time.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Speaking of Incubus, by the way, speaking of Lord, Imagine Dragons, Cage the Elephant, 311, Paramore, Lana Del Rey, Dream Car, and all the rest, we're giving away the final pair of tickets, I think, that we have in the pit for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017. The show is tomorrow.
Are you talking about like us alone or the station?
I think this is our last pair.
Our last pair, right. Mm. Okay.
Oh, we may have one.
But see, I think we have the other one at the next hour.
So we got two pair today.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Dear Lord.
So we're getting near the end is what I'm saying. Right. And if you want to go, we're looking.
There no paperwork, no information for you people?
We're looking for you. And what do you mean by you people?
You people. You know
we're looking
I mean.
For you right now to play a game at 1-800-520-1067 to win your tickets in the pit to see you tomorrow at StubHub Center. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
See you tomorrow or see you tonight at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Hollywood Babylon, me, writer, director, actor, raconteur Kevin Smith, take the stage together. Two men enter, one man leaves.
Oh, what happens to the other one?
I'm usually lying on the ground.
Passed out?
Passed out by the end of the show. I got to get drunk tonight and I got to get drunk tomorrow.
I mean, a big weekend.
It's a lot of drinking.
It's a big drunk schedule for me.
Sure.
I'd stay drunk.
I might have to not drink on Sunday.
Well, let's not be ridiculous.
I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. Anyway, come on out and see us tonight, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets. Love to see you tonight. As you can imagine, when someone you love takes their own life, it can be hard to process, and there are lots of questions. So naturally, that is the case with Chris Cornell's family. They have issued a statement questioning the coroner's report that the singer intentionally took his own life on Thursday. Cornell family said, without the results of a toxicology test, we do not know what was going on with Chris or if any substances attributed to his demise. Here apparently is the thoughts of the family that Chris was taking a prescription for Ativan. The family stated he may have taken a higher dosage than he should have. A lawyer for the family says that Ativan can cause paranoid or suicidal thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Slurred speech and impaired judgment. For those of you who don't know, Ativan is a tranquilizer. It's an anti-anxiety medication. Sometimes people use it as a sleeping aid. And the family believes that perhaps after the show back at the hotel, he took more Ativan than he should have. Perhaps took a dose and then forgot and took another dose. They're not sure. They want to wait for the toxicology reports. And they find the medical examiner's report that it was a suicide, disturbing to say the least. His wife said, we spoke after the show. I noticed he was slurring his words. He was different. When he told me he may have taken an extra Ativan or two, I contacted security and asked that they check on him. And then, of course, that's when he was found shortly thereafter. So we don't know really the details of exactly what happened surrounding Chris Cornell's passing, but we'll know more as things move forward. But as you can imagine, incredibly difficult time for the family, and they're trying to get as many answers as they can.
So that would help them if there were a prescription reason why he felt the way he did that night, right?
I think it would provide some sort of closure and make some sort of sense out of something that right now must make no sense.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, like his wife said, you know, she can't imagine, given his love for his children and his family, that he would just make that choice. She can't wrap her mind around that.
And she saw him that day. You know, he flew out to do the show that night, and they were having conversation about what we're going to do next weekend for Memorial Day and the whole deal. I mean, he sure seemed like a guy.
Although, look, there's no definite type of person or behavior in a person that takes their own life. Let's not play that game where, you know, you can see it coming, because a lot of times you can't.
Right. True.
So does not necessarily mean one thing or the other, because, you know, there's a lot of cliches about suicide that people, you know, they don't talk about the future or they start giving things away or something. And it's just, it's not always the case. So you can't really lean on those things. But I hope for their sake that there is some sort of resolution and something they can understand to answer some of these questions. While we're talking about drugs, Willie Nelson has a bone to pick with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
I'm with Willie.
Right?
I've always said that.
Jeff Sessions said back in April that marijuana is only slightly less awful than heroin.
That's a guy with a real understanding of drugs.
Yeah, that's just so uninformed.
It's only slightly less awful than heroin, Kevin.
Come on.
You don't know. Jeff Sessions is our U.S. Attorney General.
Unbelievable.
And he makes all those cookies in that tree.
He's not a keeper.
With all the other of his kind. So they know things about how things are made.
I think he just looks like one. I don't know if he's really one.
Willie told Rolling Stone magazine, I wonder if he's tried both of them regarding heroin and marijuana. I don't think you can really make a statement like that unless you've tried it all. So I'd like to suggest to Jeff to try it. Then let me know if he thinks he's still telling the truth.
By the way, he doesn't even have to go that far. You can look it up anywhere. That's a stupid statement.
Or talk to any human in the world.
That's insanity.
You guys don't know. I'm very excited. Monday, you know what's coming back, don't you?
Bachelorette.
Oh, boy.
I want to say, yes.
You want to say it.
All right.
Rachel Lindsay is our new Bachelorette. And I don't want to say too much. But she has revealed so much, this at least.
Okay.
She is engaged.
She is engaged.
So she's telling us before the season airs that it does have a happy ending.
What's wrong with this show?
Nothing's wrong with the show.
Well, you don't.
You're assuming. Look, we assume every time you watch Bachelor or Bachelorette that there's going to be an engagement at the end.
But I do like the drama of the person won't pick anyone, or the person will pick somebody and the person will reject them and say no. I like that.
Almost never happens. I'm saying I really enjoy when I throw a nickel, it landing on its edge. That's my favorite part.
That's what I hope for.
Same.
That's what I hope for, though.
No. You want love, and you want happiness and joy.
All right.
And apparently we get that. So 31 men will vie for her heart starting on Monday, and we have to find out.
Well, they're certainly going to be together forever.
Come on, Attorney Jack Stone.
Is he your man?
You want him? Yeah.
Can we do the thing on Monday?
Sure.
It's a great question.
We can do all the things.
It's a very good question.
Fantasy Bachelor and Bachelorette, where we go through, we pick our contestants just based on their occupations.
Absolutely.
I like it.
They have some good occupations this year?
No, a lot of sales.
Oh.
A lot of software, a lot of recruiters, a lot of personal trainers.
No dolphin trainers?
No aspiring dolphin
trainers.
Right,
that's what it was.
No chicken enthusiasts?
No chicken enthusiasts. The fellas all seem to have jobs for the most part.
All right.
There's a firefighter in there. There's an assistant attorney general. There's a lawyer, Attorney Jack Stone, who I will only refer to as Attorney Jack Stone. Because
can't
it
see
sounds,
that real name.
It sounds awesome,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah,
very manly.
The back of a bus seat. What do they call those? Bus stop.
Like a bench?
Bench. One of those benches.
How come Ralph gets help? And I know.
Where they put the ads on the back of it? Hi, I'm Attorney Jack Stone. There's a guy who would have a commercial named like Jack Stone.
I would agree. I'd vote for that dude.
Attorney Jack Stone. And I approve this message.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday. Sam Smith is 25. Yo Gotti is 36. He's a rapper. Grace Jones is 69. George St. Pierre of the UFC is 36. Pete Townsend, the guitarist for the band The Who, is 72. And actor Peter Mayhew. Riggs! What the hell?
I mean, it's a fault of someone in this room.
What were you doing?
Well, I hit it, and then I accidentally hit it off, so then I hit it again.
And then you hit it off again?
Yeah, the second time.
Sounded great.
Covered? It's like a Chinese whorehouse, this place. He's 73 years old. I'm Ralph Garno, walk the showbiz beat.
I have a good feeling about this. I think this is going to go well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Based on past performance, you still think it's going to go well?
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
The sold-out K-Rock Weedy Roasty Fiesta 2017 is tomorrow, y'all, at StubHub Center, giving away not just tickets, but tickets in the pit. Unfortunately, to win them, you have to survive Kevin Bean Aroki.
If you want tickets to a show, and if you a song for you. So listen up to get it right. You're gonna sing with other mics. It's time to play Kevin and Bean Aroki. Kevin and Bean Aroki.
That is some of Beer Mug's greatest work, I believe.
Yes.
Kevin, why don't you describe how this game is played for our contestants on the phone, please?
We're going to spin the wheel, and then one of us is going to have to sing a song for you. And you're going to have
to. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you're going to have to tell us the artist and the song title.
So it'll be a song by a big song by one of the acts that's going to be playing the Weenie Roast tomorrow. Really, you just have to tell us title and artist.
Really big song.
All right. Great. And we got the wheel in here, so we're ready to go
to
meet our contestants.
We have Al in Riverside. Hi, Al.
Good morning, guys.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
I don't think you are, but let's give it a try. I'm going to spin the wheel, see who's going to give you your song.
Good spin, Kevin.
Thank you. That's me.
Yay!
I apologize in advance for this, Al.
The
you ready?
Kids love it when Kevin sings because he's not blow-humming.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Chill, light out my sight as my eagle becomes a funky child with some words on my tongue. Be like intake of breath and my mouth gets loose while I scatter my spit. I dream of juice.
All right, settle down, Kendrick.
Right?
Oh, man.
Come on. That's a giveaway.
That was Incubus?
What?
No.
No, that's 311 down.
Chill.
I mean, it sounds pretty good to me.
No.
If you were to ask me, I think that sounded
good. Was that on Kevin or was that on Al? What do you guys think?
That's Al. That's on Kevin.
Eddie in East Los. Hi.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Here we go. Let's see who's going to do your song. And that would be Ally McKay.
Yeah.
All right. And the room can feel free to add into the song.
You're on your own.
All right. Miss you, misunderstand me. Whoa-oh-oh.
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 I mean, really.
That would be Dream Car,
uh-huh.
Kill for Ken.
Yes, yeah, it would, Eddie.
I'm just saying Ally was a success, Kevin not so much.
I'm just saying I didn't get any help.
Yeah, but I had a backup band. I didn't know we were allowed to bring in choruses.
Let's go to Paolo in Huntington Beach. Hi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's see who's going to do your song. And that would be Ralph.
Yeah! Paolo.
All right,
brother.
Heads up, Ralph can really sing. He makes the rest of us look bad
every
time.
So what?
Here we go.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
That would be Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Yes,
boom.
It would.
I'm waking up to ash and dust.
I mean, really, everyone but Kevin is getting that.
Yeah. I mean, I really rocked it. Dennis in Northridge.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. You ready?
Yep.
That was a terrible spin. Let me do it again. My bad.
Come on, Ralph.
All right.
Come on, Ralph.
Wait, you haven't said it yet.
Will you stop pushing buttons?
You get Bean.
Pay attention to what's happening.
He's never paid less attention.
He really
life.
Just doesn't give a rat's ass.
Wow, this is what it's like to work with me?
Yes.
Wow, that sucks.
It's pretty frustrating, isn't it?
All right, what am I doing? Am I singing a song?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's Kevin and Bean Aroki.
All right.
Kevin and Bean Aroki.
All right, Dennis, listen up. I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
But every song's like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, no. Tripping in the bathroom, blood stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams.
Right? Nothing like the song. Nothing like the song. Just don't have it in you to try.
Just,
you don't even want to try.
Dennis, do you recognize that?
Dennis, I'm sorry that you got stuck
with
that.
Okay, who's that on?
That's on him.
Clearly Lord Royals.
Come on.
Not even the rhythm, not the tone, not the notes, not the melody.
Look, I was terrible, but at least I tried to make it sound like the song.
Some connection to the original.
It was a carbon copy of what Lord was singing right
there.
All right, let's try a couple more real fast. How about who's next?
Martin and Chatsworth. Got that handled, Bean. Take it easy. Just sit there and rest for a second. Just rest for a bit.
I'm feeling a little flush.
Yeah. All right. You get Dave, the King of Mexico.
Ooh. Wonder what I'm going to sing.
Bad news for you.
All right.
Second chances, they don't ever matter. People never change. Once a whore, you're nothing more. I'm sorry, that will never change. And about forgiveness, we're both supposed to have exchange. I'm sorry, honey, I passed out. Now I look this way.
Dave's favorite band, Paramore, is Misery Business.
It is.
Yeah. That was strong, Martin, that you were able to sift through that and find that song.
All right. One more, guys?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah.
Let's go to Roman in Hacienda Heights. Hi, Roman.
What's up, guys? Please don't give me Kevin.
Hey, Bean was worse
Bean
than Kevin.
Bean was worse. How dare you, sir?
We don't have time for this conversation. Just spin the wheel.
What are you, where are you going?
He's very busy.
Bean's in a rush.
Just...
Step out.
Do whatever it is you need to do. Just go do it.
Do your stuff.
What did it land on?
It landed on Chip.
Oh!
Yeah.
Now, Chip is actually in a band. Doesn't she have an unfair advantage here?
Slapping the bass.
All right. I was walking down the street, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I've never seen a man who looks a little along and could you lose a little company.
I mean, you know.
Praise the elephant, ain't no rest for the wicked.
I was walking down the street
That's
when
right.
I was
Nicely done.
All right.
Well so
done,
everyone
Roman.
Got it except Kevin.
Kevin and Bean.
And Bean.
Okay, cool. All right. So Eddie and Paolo and Martin and Roman are all in the drawing for the tickets in the pit. K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2017. There's only one winner, you guys. That's the bad news. Who is it, please?
Martin.
Yeah!
Martin. Congratulations, Martin. Are you making those noises?
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
Kevin and Bean are okay.
I'm really looking forward to this topic because I have been in this position
every day of your life.
So many times. Allie, I'm not with you on why you're excited, but I feel your pain because I know what it's like to be so thrilled about news and you can't even find anyone to high five you.
I believe yesterday when I went, and then I looked around the room and I was like, what happened?
Right.
Like,
everybody paused and waited. Paused. What's the great news?
And I said, you guys, the Dark Crystal is coming back. They're going to do a Netflix prequel. It's going to be huge. This is insane news. Can you believe it? And nobody responded.
Dead silence.
Until Dave said, that isn't even big news for Netflix. Who cares? What? This is the biggest news ever. I've been waiting for this because they had been saying there's a movie coming. Then they
could I just this is the biggest news.
This is huge.
Ever.
Is it bigger than 9/11?
I mean
okay.
No. Obviously not. This is huge. If you're a Jim Henson fan, this is huge news. But if you love fantasy, if you love things that are good and you don't hate things that are bad, this is huge news.
And you felt that we were underwhelmed by the news.
Well, I mean, we weren't as excited
right.
None of you had seen The Dark Crystal.
Right.
And B, Bean had never even heard of it.
Yeah, that's
what is happening? It's The Dark Crystal, you guys.
When was
Gelflings and
The Dark Crystal?
See, perhaps you didn't hear me.
That's so great.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
The Dark Crystal was a movie?
It was, it might have been early. It was 1982, but I watched it with my babysitter.
Okay.
It was very dark back in those days to watch it.
Was it also crystally?
I hate you.
Wait, but you watched it with your babysitter?
Yeah, when it came out on VHS.
Why would you
make it sexual?
That's not what this is about.
I thought that's how we're...
I don't know what happened with your babysitter, but no.
All right, so they're doing what? They're making it for Netflix. They're making a sequel. All right, could we hear a little bit? Let's find out why Ali's so excited. Maybe it's on us. Maybe we're wrong. Let's see how great the original
is. Oh, yeah, we have a clip.
Oh, good.
Yeah, here you go.
Okay.
Tamar, over here. Stanya Tamar.
What's that?
It's a land strider. Stanya Tamar. Dolphar.
What language is this?
How did you learn to call him?
Okay,
I feel like that's not a great clip.
I'd like to stop right here and say, not overwhelmed as...
You don't even get what's happening. You don't understand between the
mystics. You want to set it up for us?
Well, no, because it's not a good clip. You're not
Carlings taught me. Stanya Tamar.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what it is.
Just stop.
What do you mean you don't even know what it is? It's your choice. It's the biggest news
ever.
Here's
the thing. You guys are wrong. Okay. And when it comes out and it does gangbusters on Netflix and people are like, oh, my God, The Dark Crystal, you'll get it.
I mean, look.
Yeah.
Look, to be honest and to be fair, clearly somebody's interested in the Dark Crystal or they wouldn't be making a sequel, right?
Right.
So there must be an audience out there for
it. No, this has been decades in the making between teasers of movies, teasers of a show. People are out of their minds for Dark Crystal.
Out of their minds.
Nobody gives a crap.
I think that person's wrong.
It's another opinion.
The topic is you're really excited about something and no one else cares. That's the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every day of Bean's life.
Well, I mean,
every day.
Yeah, it does happen a lot. I mean, I see the world's cleanest rest stop and I'm excited, you know, but I can't get anyone on board. But I will tell you,
what? The worst example ever.
Bad example.
It was awful.
here's let me give you one example. Then we'll invite your calls again. 1-800-520-1067. Remember last year when the New Horizons spacecraft went by Pluto?
Yeah.
That was something that I had been looking forward to for 9.5 years.
Because it left Earth 10 years ago?
Yes, because it had left Earth and was on its way to Pluto, and it's 4.5 billion miles.
Right.
And this little spacecraft went to within a couple of thousand miles of the surface of Pluto to give us the greatest photos in astronomical history.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
Yeah. I fell asleep. I don't even know what's happening.
I couldn't get anyone here.
Every single day, Bean would come in and go, did you guys see the picture? Did you see the picture of Pluto?
Was that the one when it looked like it had a little heart?
That was one of the photos that came from the New Horizons mission. Oh, come on! So, Allie's got her Dark Crystal.
You know what it reminds me of? I'm thinking of it. It reminds me a little of a waste of time.
Right.
And I've got my New Horizons. What do you have? What's the thing you get or got so excited about and nobody shared and you felt bad? That's the call. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on camera.
Okay.
I'm not saying Allie is right, but I'm saying a lot of people are calling about the Dark Crystal. They're very excited about the Dark Crystal.
Weird.
A lot of people.
A few people are calling to support.
All people.
I mean, we have gotten a few calls saying that's great.
We don't want those calls. We understand that it's the greatest thing in the world.
Sure. Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So we're looking for your Dark Crystal, the thing that's not the Dark Crystal, the thing that you're excited about. What?
So we're looking for your Dark Crystal.
Yes. Don't even stop saying Dark Crystal.
Stop saying the word Dark Crystal.
We're
looking for a non-Dark Crystal example of something that you love that no one else cares about.
What Dark Crystal is to Allie, what is it to you? That's what we're looking for.
We don't want to know what Dark Crystal is to them.
1-800-520-1067. You're crazy about it. You can't get anyone else on board. What's up with that? We'll take your calls right after the Revivalists on K-Rock.
Well, it was 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That's one of the bands playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast, and I would like to just make this plug again, and we do this every year. Because bands are on the Bud Light stage dose, does not mean that they're missable.
Correct.
Do not think that they're not great bands. That's one of the bands that's going to be playing, and do not miss them.
Hey, our little friend Andrew McMahon in his Wilderness, by the way, is on the side stage, and he's amazing.
I don't think he is. So. I think he kicks off the main stage.
I thought it was the bottom four were on the side stage, so maybe I'm wrong.
Incorrect, sir.
Well, Judy and the Lion are great. New Politics are great. Revivalists are great. I agree with what Kevin said. Go see those bands.
All right.
Right now we're talking about things that you adore that you can't get anybody else on board with. Allie, hers was Dark Crystal. And by the way, the 909 texts in at 1-800-520-1067. The level of excitement for lame stuff is directly correlated with the level of loneliness.
And that's why I'm neither lonely nor excited about lame stuff. This is amazing, and the phone lines lit up about people excited for
Dark
Crystal.
One from the 626. One thing I get excited about that nobody else cared about was when Target started carrying gluten-free hamburger buns.
See, they get it.
That's not going to be for everything. All right, let's take some calls now. Let's get Ryan on from Buena Park. He's on line 4.
All right. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You love it. Not everybody else is on board. What is it?
It's my unicycle, man. I love my unicycle. I know it's like a 70s thing, and I try to get my friends on board, and they won't have it.
How often do you ride the unicycle?
Weekly, you know.
And what is it about, you know, you can actually get a two-wheeled instrument to ride on now, too, right?
Do you juggle while riding it?
Right. I got like a red ball for my nose and a cool wig.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Why a unicycle, Ryan?
You know, my dad grew up in Michigan, and in the winters it snows, there's nothing to do, so they ride the unicycle on their underground parking structure.
Uh-huh.
He just always had one. I was the only kid who ever did, and it kind of just stuck. And
yep.
I still like it.
Yeah,
and
this...
I'm the only person who could do it.
You're the only person that could do it.
I can't imagine there are very many unicyclists anymore, right?
See, that's why it's such a joy when you see Ryan.
I guess so. All right, Ryan.
Exactly.
Never stop being Ryan. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Unicycle.
Let's go to Amber. She's in Winnetka. She's on line 3 up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Amber.
Hi. So I love the show Once Upon a Time, mm-hmm. like kind of almost to an obsessive level.
Right.
And no one I know watches the show.
See, that's tough. That is tough.
So you try to talk about it with anyone and just you can't get any interest.
Their eyes kind of glaze over. Yeah. They're like, okay. And like some of the amazing things will happen. And it's on Sunday nights and I'll come into work the next day and everyone's just like, yeah. Okay. It's horrible. It's an amazing show. It's
yeah.
so good.
All right. Take
Thank
it easy.
You for the call. Appreciate all that. Right. We got a text from a listener who said that she used to be the only one in her group that loved Glee. Every week she was so excited about Glee, and every time she would try to tell somebody about it, they would send her this meme. The Glee version of that song is so much better. Well, the Dead version of you is so much better.
Oh, my God.
So they were.
That's aggressive.
They were very aggressive about their friend being into Glee, that's for sure. Huh. All right. How about how about
Stephanie?
Let's talk to Stephanie. Sure, why not?
Stephanie in Costa Mesa. Hi.
Hi.
You're obsessed with
Little House on the Prairie because it's rad.
I agree, Stephanie. I agree. It's so good. Who's your favorite?
I like that she has to throw in that it's rad first.
Well, it is. So I work for a commercial real estate company, mm-hmm. and I was in a meeting with all of the executive management, and they were talking about how we bought a building in a city named Walnut Grove. So I look around the room incredulously for like 5 minutes because nobody's saying, oh, my God.
Let her talk about Walnut Grove. That's where they live.
Were you a Paw fan or a Ma fan?
Did you love Mary, and how bummed were you when she went blind?
Right?
It was pretty sad when she went blind.
So awesome. Right. And why was the blind school always on fire? Right?
All right, Stephanie.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Eric. He's in Laguna Beach. I'm one of Eric's people, by the way, on line 8. I'm right there
that
with
does
him.
Not help Eric. Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is going to sound very Bean.
Okay.
So, this year, for the first time in a long time, decades, I think, there will be a total solar eclipse that will pass across the United States.
Yep.
Starting in Oregon and always South Carolina. There goes the phone going.
We have no control over it.
No, you did.
We have zero control over it. We have no control. We don't have control.
Across all of North America, you're going to be able to see a total solar eclipse.
Wait, is this the one where you'll go blind if you look at it?
No, you're not going to go blind when you look at it.
Oh, that one's fun.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
And it's like in 3 months, right?
August 21st.
There you go.
August 21st. Looking forward to that.
Yeah,
that's going to be great. I'm going to stand outside all day.
Come on, solar eclipses are cool. Solar eclipses are cool.
All right, take it easy. They're cool. Fine.
All right, Eric.
Whatever.
You and me, man. We'll see you there.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
You perceive with your mind.
Right?
Right?
Right.
That's what you do.
More tickets in the pit for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017 tomorrow at StubHub Center. We'd love you to be there with us. We'll give them to you in 5 minutes. First, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Oh, Sig.
Sig?
Sig?
Sig, right?
Did you say Sig?
See what's happened with Sig?
My friend Mr. Heil, he's back in the news.
Man, seriously.
I went Sigmund in a sea
monster.
No,
you don't get to play your own rim shot.
No.
That's not cool.
Sig Hansen, one of the captains from Deadliest Catch,
mm-hmm.
got arrested.
Oh, no.
For assault. A little after 2 a.m. Wednesday morning. You know, I say nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Right? But a lot of good does.
But a lot of good happens.
I've heard that.
Can we pull that up, Jeff?
I don't think we need that.
I don't think we have time for that one. I think we got time.
Come on,
that
now.
That was just great life advice.
That was remarkable how you could just turn on a dime. Just
right?
Nope.
It's 4 a.m.
Oh, is it 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
By the way, nothing good has ever happened at 4:30 in the morning.
But a lot of good has. A lot of good happens.
It just happened.
I'm saying a lot of good happens at 4:30 in the morning. It's just this
he's
is.
Saying nothing
but you're
good.
You said nothing.
You
good.
Said that right. to his statement. I said nothing good.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Did you even try to correct it and make it better by saying the exact same thing? A lot of good does. Correct. You think by changing the emphasis, it was going to change what you were saying?
Well, I mean, I didn't have facts on my side.
Oh, I see.
So emphasis is all that's left.
So it's 2 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, and he's in an Uber car, and he wants to pay cash for the Uber ride, confusing it with a cab, apparently. And Uber drivers are not able to accept cash. You have to do it through your app and through the credit card.
Right.
And so they refused it, and that's when he got out of the car, started kicking it, denting it, and then, of course, spat at the driver just to close things out. Police describe Hansen as intoxicated when they interviewed him at home.
Shocking.
Turns out he had been celebrating, wait for it, Norwegian Constitution Day.
What do I tell you guys every year on May 17th? It's a big day, you guys.
Shut up.
They party hard in the Pacific Northwest where Sig lives.
Honestly.
On May 17th.
Shut up.
Big parade in Ballard. Stop. Come on.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
I support it. Not the beating up the Uber guy, but just...
What about the spitting?
I don't support that either. Just...
Okay.
So what do you support?
On Norwegian Constitution?
Just the Constitution of Norway? Yeah, that's what you support?
Get this party on.
I mean, come on.
It's exhausting, right?
Right?
Oh.
Felicity Jones from Rogue One just got engaged. Congratulations. Her boyfriend, Charles Gard, popped the question after 2 years of togetherness. So, happy to see that. Hope she's still in the sequel.
I don't think so.
What?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah, she didn't make it.
And speaking of true love, Leonardo DiCaprio has left. That's right. Has left yet another supermodel in a puddle of her own tears as he broke up with Nina Agdal this week. I'll get it.
How?
No, it's no problem.
Is this your first day?
Say that word. Is there a time when that word is necessary?
It's yes. Pretty much right.
I got to back him up on this one.
Oh, it was on me. I'm sorry.
Everything is on you today.
Do you think it's because you're in such close proximity to Kevin?
No,
it's
catching. Like, it's just on me.
Catching? It's catching.
Are you on drugs?
Are you taking
some sort of drug?
Are you high?
Not at all.
Are you high? Are you high?
Did you spike your big double gulp with asshole juice?
Oh, that's...
Look, that
how
was...
How do you farm that?
That was an easy mistake.
That's rough. You do not like the milking process.
I don't think I do.
In order to get that. It's like snake venom.
Oh.
It's a very difficult process.
No. Nope. No, sir. No.
You okay, though, Bean? For reals?
I'm out of sorts today.
You say it's a cluster.
Holy crap. I don't like being out of the house. You guys know that.
Yeah, we'll go back.
I would love to, but we have things.
We cancel them.
There used to be a bag.
Unbelievable, right? Where would the bag go, though?
At a desert.
Agreed.
Oh, that's what we need.
Today, though, you keep just saying it in general. I'm saying bag desert today.
Anyway, Leonardo DiCaprio broke up with Nina Agdal.
I'm sure they'll both be fine.
For those who are playing at home, here's the rest of the track record of broken hearts. Of supermodel broken hearts left behind by Leonardo DiCaprio, Gisele Bündchen, Bar Raffaelli, Kelly Rohrbach, Tony Garn, just to name a few. So you can add Nina to that collection.
And there's about another 20 that are on the waiting list, I assume?
Lesser known models, I'm sure, yes. Today's celebrity birthday is Pete Townsend of The Who. He's 72 years old today.
Kevin, you got any bandwidth at all for The Who?
Not much.
No, okay.
Thanks for asking.
Just curious, you know, I just wondered if there was an exception to your no classic rock rule.
Not
like
much.
You hear Won't Get Fooled Again, come on the radio, turn that up a little bit, enjoy that? No? Nah. All right.
Yeah!
I do. I always listen at least till that moment. That I always, part, I don't want to miss that part.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. How about his solo stuff? Rough Boys?
I don't know his solo stuff.
Really?
Huh. Let my love open the door.
That doesn't help. That does not
and it
me...
was not even really close.
That does not make me want to listen to it.
I'm not a good singer.
More? You need to lay down.
I do.
Forever. Peter Mayhew, Chewbacca himself, is 73 years old today. Grace Jones is 69. Yo Gotti the rapper is 36. And Sam Smith, the singer, celebrates his 25th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Neil Thibodeau. I want to say. I'm pretty sure that's right.
You nailed it.
Neil
Thibodeau.
Thibodeau from Lomita.
That's a city in Louisiana, Thibodeau.
I can't. You got tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. You can win them at noon, 3, 6.
Okay, so for some reason I was on SportsCenter last night.
Yes. By the way, you have some explaining to do before we play Nirvana here. Shad writes in, hey, I saw the monkey on SportsCenter last night.
Yeah.
What the F was that about? That's a great question, Shad.
Here's what happened. SportsCenter Los Angeles said, hey, Kevin, do you want to be on SportsCenter Los Angeles? And I was like, yes. And then later, I said to Dave, why did they want me on? And he's like, does it matter? And I was like, no, it doesn't matter. Let's do it. It was exciting.
Why? I don't get saying yes to being on SportsCenter.
What
did you... You watch SportsCenter.
Yes,
you
like
SportsCenter.
I love it.
What do you think you have to contribute that's going to make SportsCenter better?
Oh, that was purely self-centered. That was not... I didn't think I was making SportsCenter better.
Okay.
I wanted to be on SportsCenter.
I see.
And I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then they told me that I had to wear pants, so I put on pants. Now, there have been some pictures put up online.
Right.
And I swear to God, 99% of the the commentary is about my pants.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's shocking.
Because most celebrities, the scandalous photo is the one where there's too much skin.
Right.
Kevin covers it up, and people are like,
I don't even know you anymore.
What's happening?
Because my sexy knees.
Is that what it is?
People really love my sexy knees.
And I understand you endeared yourself to Ducks fans everywhere?
I'm not sure if they cut it out or not. I did say I was unable to root for the Ducks. I can't do it.
They said, but what if it's good for Southern California? Good for hockey, good for the sport.
No can do. Sorry. And then I also called him a dick.
But they
cut that out. So I think it went well. Yeah, it was good.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
What you got for us, Ralph?
I got nothing but love.
All right.
That's not true.
How dare you? Carpenter's music filled my heart with love. That's what she does. Karen Carpenter. Angel.
Right.
Could have eaten a little more, but other than that, it was almost perfect. I want to remind folks, tonight, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are going to put our fists together, and we'll do Wonder Twins Power Activate, and we'll do Hollywood Babylon on stage at the Improv.
What's
on Melrose.
Form?
A form of a bucket.
Oh.
Shape of a dinosaur.
Awful. It's the worst ever.
It's the worst Wonder Twin Power Activate ever. Come on out, 10 p.m. Me, Kevin Smith, Hollywood Babylon, and you. You can get your tickets at improv.com.
We have my cup of tea.
It's a good cup of tea, though. Enjoy your tea. Baywatch.
Right?
Can't wait for that film.
Same.
And you'll be happy to know, ladies, that the classic Baywatch bathing suit is now available for you to wear this summer on the beach.
The red one piece?
The red one piece!
Oh.
It has been redesigned with every woman's body in mind, they say. Don't laugh, Allie.
It's adorable.
Swimsuits for All is the label, and they have launched a Baywatch-inspired campaign to coincide with the movie. But it's a body-positive advertising campaign.
Okay.
So they've got Nikki Taylor, Sports Illustrated supermodel, mm-hmm. wearing the bathing suit.
Love her.
But they also have Tiana Taylor and Ashley Graham.
Tiana Taylor's body is the most amazing body I've ever seen.
But Ashley Graham,
ever in my
plus-sized
life.
Model Ashley
I'll take
Graham,
that body, too.
I'll take that body.
I'll take that body as well. Right here.
What are you doing over there?
Sizes 4 to 22.
That's great.
It's available. So all the ladies now can feel sexy in a Baywatch-inspired bathing suit, and they can run in slow motion down the beach.
You have to run in slow motion, though.
You got to. Yeah. Got to. This Bernie Madoff movie on HBO looks good, doesn't it? Wizard of Lies.
You know,
premieres this weekend.
Robert De Niro sleepwalks through some of his roles lately, but the material that I've seen from this, he looks captivating.
Yeah, it looks fascinating. Michelle Pfeiffer plays his wife. What is a combination right there?
Right.
I don't think he's going to be able to watch, though. I just was looking at the story about his life, and his release date is November 14th, 2139.
Oh, that is not coming up.
Did you say 2139?
You heard me. 2139 is when he'll be released. So I'm just saying, I don't think he'll be home to watch the show this weekend.
I'm no mathematician, but isn't that over 100 years from now?
Yes.
He's going to be so old when he gets out.
That's what I'm saying. He said he has no interest in the film. I guess not. He already knows how it ends.
Right.
Ends with him.
Hey, excuse me, Ralph. If Robert De Niro were playing you in a movie, you'd want to see that.
Yeah, I guess
right?
so. Right? I guess so. Bernie Madoff said he's much more excited about the Dark Crystal prequel.
Did he say that?
Very excited for that on Netflix. It's a 10-episode prequel, and he's really thrilled.
Bad people have a lot in common.
That's right. Listen, I had to do a deep dive to remind myself what the Dark Crystal was.
Right.
Those Gelflings are hideous-looking, freak little animal
creatures. How dare you.
Creatures.
Jen and Kira are delightful.
Oh, my God. They're so creepy. You look at them, you're like, ugh. And they do that.
Over here.
Right? We don't need that, right? Squash them with an anvil. Maybe they'll do that in the prequel. Maybe a lot of Gelfling squashing. Then I'd watch.
Have to ride the landslider. So.
What happened?
Did you say?
Nothing. It's just going to be really good. I think a lot of people will really enjoy it. And I'm excited for you all to see it. And I can't wait to be a part of it in any way if the Hensons want to reach out.
Speaking of excitement, Monday night it's back. The Bachelorette. Rachel Lindsay is our new Bachelorette, and she revealed to Us Weekly magazine that, yes, she does find true love.
Not interested, sir.
She is engaged to just one of the lucky contestants. So you can watch the first episode and go, one of these guys, and try to find her, figure out which one it is.
Does she actually say one of the contestants?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's...
Okay. She says she's engaged to one lucky contestant.
Okay.
She says she's finally getting her happy ending, and she pinches herself every morning.
Can they show that?
I don't think they can. So, we'll see who she takes.
Now, you've seen Rachel on the show before as a Bachelor contestant,
for
right?
Nick. She was vying for Nick's heart. Yes.
So, can we glean anything from the fact that she was interested in Nick? Maybe it'll help us identify what her type is, like who she might like out
of
this batch.
They were all interested in Nick, though, weren't they?
Right, but I'm saying she was into Nick, so maybe that's her kind of guy. So, maybe we can find somebody that she's...
But that was the only choice
she
had.
She didn't have an alternative choice.
Right, but how is she going to go? What are we going to judge from that?
No, no, no.
But I'm going to glean.
There's no AB that you can't make a decision based on.
I don't know who else she's dated in her life.
The fact that she was really into him, though, I thought that's maybe her type.
But
so maybe
that was the point of the show, you know.
I do know that.
But all of them had one choice.
Right.
So that tells us nothing about any of their tastes.
But there could have been some girls who just weren't that into Nick. They didn't think that much of Nick. You know what I mean? They're just on it for the wrong reasons.
The wrong reasons.
So,
right.
I'm just looking for some, because we're going to do the fantasy draft on Monday.
We're going to do our draft on Monday.
Looking for a little inside intel.
And she's a lawyer,
she
correct?
Is an attorney, yes.
Okay.
And there's several attorneys on the show this year,
I wonder
including
if
attorney
won.
Jack Stone.
Well, that's
He'll
what
fight
love.
For you. Jack Stone, I fight for you.
I wonder
I'm
if
I'm hard on crime.
Oh, okay.
And harder on Rachel.
Oh.
In my pants.
We got
I'm attorney Jack Stone.
Yeah.
1-800-888 5555.
So, in other words, Ellie, you're wondering, would she not?
Does she want to go home to something she just left at work?
Right.
Oh, or so would she want
somebody
or
to mix it
someone
up?
Someone totally different.
Like a cowboy or something.
Like a cowboy.
Right.
Yes. Great example.
You're an emu farmer.
An emu farmer.
Right?
Exactly. Is there an emu farmer?
No.
Oh, damn it.
But that would be different than the law.
It certainly would.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you say? You want to go home?
I'd love
Please.
To.
Please.
Anybody? I'd love to make that decision.
And then can we find out what Bean's on? Can we test his drink and can we see,
I'm not
run
used,
it down to toxicology?
I'm not used to being the normal one, the same
right?
one. No.
Yeah.
I'm the one that makes mistakes. Always. Until today.
It was a banner day, Bean.
Thank you.
I mean, I feel like he's encroaching in my territory
here. It was
here.
A slew.
Right?
Yeah.
Of boneheaded errors.
I'm not positive he'll remember any of it.
Not with what he's on. No.
I'm just high on my own supply, you guys.
Today's celebrity birthday, Sam Smith is 25 years old today. Yo Gotti is 36 years old. Grace Jones, singer Grace Jones is
now, she was a Bond villain, right?
She was.
Or a Bond girl. Which was she?
She was a Bond villain.
Bond villain, okay.
She was a minion. So she wasn't. She wasn't the main villain.
Oh,
she was a
villain's assistant.
Yeah,
gotcha.
She was in the Minions.
Yeah.
I don't think she was a villain's assistant. I don't think that's what they called him in the villain business.
Can you get my assistant in here, please?
She was a henchman.
She was a henchman. Okay. She was a henchwoman. She was an assassin.
Gotcha.
For
Bob.
No, Christopher Walken in A View to a Kill.
All right.
Is the offer of going home still available?
I'm going to ask more questions about the other people on the birthday list.
Mr. Bond, have you met my assistant?
So
my
no.
villain assistant. It's very dangerous.
As they're called.
I know the name of her job description. Isn't that terrifying? But you're in trouble when my assistant gets hold of you. Peter Mayhew. He was Chewbacca for many, many years. 73 years old today. George St. Pierre turns 36. And guitarist Pete Townsend of the band The Who celebrates his 72nd birthday. You know, he's got he's almost deaf now.
Is that right? Oh.
Because of all those years of
child porn?
No.
Of loud rock music out.
That's a weird side effect.
Yes. I'm sorry, Bean. What did you say when I said he's
almost... Yes. He, yes.
What?
Unbelievable.
I don't know if people heard that or not.
What did you say? Oh,
nothing. Come on, let's go.
I said, you know, he's almost deaf now.
Uh-huh.
And Bean said...
What's that?
Oh,
come on, hit the sock. Seriously, hit the button.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk
touch
the show.
Don't touch
God, you're so creepy.
On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow, we will be broadcasting live starting at noon from the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta.
Maybe if Bean makes it, doesn't overdose.
That's true.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm going to make you smell it.
Oh. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, this is horrible. You're going to be embarrassed.
Roll another one.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Doto.
Woo!
Just like the other one.
Asshole. Excuse me.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Squirt.
Come on.
You come on.
What the hell was that donkey dung?
Not our best show, sure, but hey, we'll get him next time.
I want to thank everybody very much. It's a great honor to be with you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Roll. Another one.
Música, música, música.
Just like.
This is a marvelous idea.
This one seems to be about to end.
What is wrong with you?
I don't have another cent.
That song is so awesome and catchy. My buddy Randy, that's his favorite song.
Nobody loves you. You're going to die alone.
Just pass it around.
This is so stupid. Weird show.
Is that it, I would ask? Yes, that sums it up.
It ends now!
What?
It all ends now!
Stand by to close your pneumatic door.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
That's it! We're done!
Oh my God! We did it! I can't believe we did it! Oh no! We did it! It's over!
Yes, I agree.
Quitters never give up.